We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, green-going viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907, and Intelsat 805. A reminder for all viewers in Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite, Intelsat 805. Location, 55.5 degrees west. Frequency, 3771 MHz. Polarization, vertical. Symbol rate, 13333. FEC, auto or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatar Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Shah, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a leading ferry line in the United Kingdom raises money for a children's hospice. In environmental news, a Formosan or Taiwanese conservation area continues eco-friendly measures. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership Series featuring vegetarian Ms. Sangdun Scheiler, who has founded a sanctuary for elephants in Thailand. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 27th, famous American actor Seamus Dever was born in Flint, Michigan in 1976. A vegetarian, Mr. Dever has been acting since he was 6 years old. He is well known in Los Angeles, California theater circles, has acted on several television series, and his film work includes Hollywoodland. Dedicated to sharing the joy of performing with others, Mr. Dever is also a drama teacher. He currently lives in Los Angeles with his spouse, Juliana, and two adopted rescue dogs. Thank you for your wonderful talents and compassionate way of life, Seamus. We wish you a joyous and blessed birthday with your loved ones.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Chinghua International Association Relief News Update from South Korea. In early July, the southern part of the nation was struck by floods and landslides following record high rains. 10 people lost their lives and thousands of people were displaced, many with homes that had sustained damage.
With heartfelt condolence and prayers, on July 18th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 for those who had lost loved ones or were in need of urgent aid, an amount that could purchase $18,000 in relief items if obtained in the United States based on the cost of living in South Korea.
On July 21st, our association's relief team from Korea went to worst-hit Busan and South Gyeongsang provinces.
Finding that organizations such as the Salvation Army and Red Cross were providing assistance in the region, our association's relief team went to the families who had not received aid and helped them clean as well as repair damage to their homes. As many had lost all their household goods, they were given items such as cooking stoves, furniture, and basic necessities.
Our association's relief team visited bereaved families in Busan and Seoul as well to console them and provide monetary support.
We thank the Salvation Army, Red Cross, and all relief personnel for your assistance to those in need. Our gratefulness also to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose meaningful aid brings much comfort to the most vulnerable, and to our association's relief team for their caring efforts.
We mourn the lives lost and pray for the South Korean people's swift recuperation of their day-to-day lives. With heaven's blessings, let us adopt gentler lifestyles for the restoration of Earth's stability.
Wildfires and heat waves oppress Mediterranean nations. Blazes brought down thousands of hectares of trees in Spain, France, Greece, Italy, Turkey, and Algeria as record high heat in the region, coupled with strong winds, quickly spread the flames. Residents were evacuated from several areas as thousands of firefighters were called to the scenes. The 40 degrees Celsius heat claimed the life of an elderly man in Serbia, and four other people perished in fire-related tragedies, two in Italy's Sardinia and two more in Spain. Five firemen were injured while working to contain fires on the French island of Corsica, where homes and cars were destroyed. On Saturday, officials reported that the flames had begun to subside. Supreme Master Qinghai immediately asked our association members to please go and comfort the five injured firemen, bringing flowers, gifts, and chocolates, along with her offer of €5,000 for any extra medical care.
Thanking our association members in advance, she also requested that they check on those who lost loved ones, as well as others such as orphans or the elderly, and to report any need for help so that financial assistance could be given. We are thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's great sympathy for people during these tragic events. It saddens us to know of those who succumbed to the wildfires, and we pray that the injured and afflicted may soon be restored to their productive day-to-day lives. With heaven's blessings, may our world be eased of such disasters as humanity more kindly cares for the planet.
Heavy rains lead to loss of life in Dominican Republic. 3 people succumbed to a spate of heavy rains that crossed the nation. Over 200 were evacuated, with damage to hundreds of homes as the government had to release water from a dam whose levels had become dangerously high. Saying thanks in advance for their efforts, Supreme Master Qinghai on July 26th asked our association members to visit the families of the 3 perished victims, as well as any others who might be vulnerable, adding that financial help would be available if needed. Supreme Master Qinghai's timely support will surely ease the distress of many. We thank the Dominican government for acting in the interest of public safety and send our sympathies to those who have lost loved ones to the storm. Our prayers for the swift restoration of normal daily life to those affected and for the easing of such events through our return to lives in balance with nature.
Gujarat floods force thousands to evacuate. Days of torrential rainfall have caused many dams in the Jamnagar region to overflow, triggering floods in the Indian state of Gujarat. Army rescue teams evacuated over 3,000 families as state government personnel in boats are working to help people marooned on rooftops. On July 26th, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $10,000, also sending her prayers and love. This amount could purchase $168,000 in relief items if acquired in the United States based on India's cost of living. Our thankfulness, Army rescue teams and state government personnel, for your work in bringing relief to the flood-hit people. We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's benevolent support of the Indian people and pray that their situation may soon be eased. Let us all turn to kinder ways to alleviate such potential disasters.
Floods caused tragedy in Mongolia. With flooding that began on July 17th, the nation's capital of Ulaanbaatar was then struck with more torrential rains and hailstorms. At least 26 perished, including 8 children, while 2,000 residents were evacuated and hundreds of homes were affected. Concerned about water safety, the World Health Organization, or WHO, has announced delivery of fresh water to the region. On July 21st, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged an initial $10,000, then offered another $10,000 in emergency aid on July 26th. Expressing her condolences and sorrow, she requested that our local association members go comfort the afflicted. The total $20,000 donation could purchase $294,000 in items acquired in the United States based on the cost of living in Mongolia. Our appreciation, World Health Organization, for your concerned actions to help the flood-afflicted Mongolians. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving care to all in need. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the victims' swift recovery of their normal lives, along with humanity's adoption of gentler lifestyles for the stability of our planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. French president hospitalized. President Nicolas Sarkozy was flown to the hospital on Sunday after becoming ill whilst jogging at La Lanterne outside Paris. A statement from the Élysée Palace indicated that the president's tests were normal and that he was expected to leave the hospital on Monday, resuming his duties on Tuesday. We join the world in sending our heartfelt wishes for Your Excellency's quick recovery. May you be graced with good health always.
Indonesia's president re-elected. Winning over 60% of the popular vote, Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono has been confirmed for a second term as the country's president. He has pledged continued honesty in government and programs to bring greater economic prosperity and stability. Congratulations, Your Excellency, on your re-election. Wishing you the best in serving the noble ideals of the Indonesian people.
Scottish boy walks miles to save grandfather and mother. 11-year-old Jason Petrie and his family were hiking while on holiday near Loch Hourn in Scotland when Jason's grandfather Harry suffered severe chest pain. With no mobile phone signal, his mother Nicola decided to send Jason with a note for help. The young boy walked for several hours alone, even as darkness fell, before he found a house where the owner dialed emergency services and returned with him to find his family. Soon they discovered that his mother Nicola had become trapped down a gorge after a fall. Both she and Jason's grandfather were rescued and are now doing fine. Mom Nicola later said, "Jason did so well. I'm so proud of him and think he deserves a medal. We join in admiring salute, Jason, for your courage and perseverance shown in love for your family. May God bless all of you with years of cherished happiness together." Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing Jason Petrie's steadfast bravery with the Shining World Hero Award along with 500 euros for school extras.
Swine flu continues steep rise. Nearly every nation has become vulnerable to the swine flu in what the World Health Organization, or WHO, is calling the fastest spreading pandemic ever. An official count reports that the virus has claimed 991 lives and has spread to 160,038 people in 160 countries. Unofficially, experts say there are many times more.
The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, or ECDC, reported several jumps in new cases within single 24-hour periods, with 212 on Tuesday, 522 on Wednesday, and an alarming 1,671 new cases that appeared in Europe on Thursday. In Norway, a large summer youth camp was shut down when 37 participants showed symptoms of the swine flu.
Globally, the U.S. is still the hardest hit known country, with a new projection by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, stating that up to 40% of the population, or 122 million people, could become stricken within the next year, with fatality rates double that of the regular seasonal flu.
Argentina is also being closely followed for her unusually high fatalities, which, at 137, are second only to the US. Experts suspect the emergence of a virus mutation, which could easily cause a repeat of past lethal pandemics and kill tens of millions. Such genetic mutations occur most frequently in the deplorable condition of industrial-scale animal farms.
We thank the world's health agencies and governments for their efforts to inform and protect the public. Our shared grief and prayers for those who are suffering or fearing for a loved one at this time. May further calamity be minimized and future pandemics averted altogether through the life-saving animal-free lifestyle.
Save our planet. Venus, a case of runaway global warming. Billions of years ago, Earth and her neighboring planets, Venus and Mars, may have been very similar, all containing oceans and possibly life. However, Venus's proximity to the Sun, with a resulting massive evaporation of water which generated even more heat, along with an inability to circulate carbon dioxide, caused an intense greenhouse effect that can still be observed today.
Due to conditions such as a further distance from the sun and atmospheric characteristics that allow rainfall to recycle carbon dioxide back to the ground, Earth was spared this fate. However, according to Dr. Lewis Irwin, who studies planets like Venus at the University of Texas at El Paso, USA, humans are now hampering the Earth's ability to curb the excessive accumulation of greenhouse gases.
Venus tells us what happens when there's too much atmosphere. The question before us is whether or not Earth will keep just the right amount of atmosphere, or whether we will, through human engineering, generate a runaway greenhouse effect by pouring too much CO2 and methane as a greenhouse gas. We're really filling up the atmosphere with greenhouse gases too fast to sustain the natural feedback cycles. We are on a trajectory to promote our own demise, that's for sure.
Our appreciation, Dr. Irwin, for this insight from Venus on Earth's global warming. May such knowledge help prompt us to actions that restore our precious biosphere.
Concerned for the Earth's survival, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often referred to the past lessons from Mars, as in this August 2008 video conference with our association members in Australia.
Once the planet is destroyed, it will look like Mars. It will be like Mars. It's uninhabitable, and it takes millions of years, sometimes hundreds of millions of years, until any planet recover, if it recover at all. So we have to change it. The quicker we change, the better. And then we can halt the climate change. Let's hope we will change the course of the disaster. I feel positive that people will change. And the vegetarian people will live happily on the world full of abundance, loving and kind.
Save our planet. Global warming reduces salt marsh biodiversity. A Brown University USA study evaluated plant life in three salt marshes across the northern state of Maine by creating conditions to increase the surrounding temperature by 1.8 degrees Celsius. In doing so, the researchers found that the salt marshes showed a rapid loss of plant biodiversity.
Specifically, small flowering plants known as forbs declined and were taken over by grasses such as Spartina patens. After 3 years, this warming reduced diversity by 74%.
Brown University researchers, our sincere thanks for your careful observations that remind us of the dire effects of planetary warming. We pray that all humanity awakens to the need for sustaining lifestyles to preserve the richly diverse life of our earthly home.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, who is known for her appreciation of nature's intricate beauty, emphasized our need to preserve all life during the July 2008 Heart Touch Tour video conference in Formosa or Taiwan.
Everyone knows by now that protecting the environment, protecting the animals, are actually protecting ourselves. So we must protect the environment. We should have more rules, more guidelines to protect a natural habitat, because sometimes we overlook the long-run effect. Then the consequence is very, very detrimental to ourselves and to the planet, just like what we are facing right now. People must be more aware of our dire situation and that everyone's responsible action does help to minimize or stop global warming. We should act fast. Because go green.
Save our planet. Germany's capital sets trend for electric cars. Over 100 residents in Berlin are test-driving BMW's new Mini E, a quietly running vehicle that can reach 150 kilometers per hour or 93 miles per hour within seconds, along with a 75% reduction in cost compared to conventionally fueled vehicles. Recharging is also being made more convenient through the installation of sustainable energy charging stations throughout the city. Way to go, BMW, for supplying affordable and cleaner vehicles to help citizens tread more lightly on the planet. Looking forward to seeing many more such green and sustainable cars on our roads.
Save our planet. UK-based charity SolarAid, which promotes the use of solar energy to help reduce global poverty and climate change, has been nominated for Charity of the Year at the Charity Times Awards.
Save our planet. India's Rajasthan state launches Project Harit Rajasthan, a tree planting program with a goal of 23% green cover across the land to boost groundwater levels and prevent water shortages.
Save our planet. The July Jazz Festival in Smolyan, Bulgaria, an all-acoustic musical celebration held in the city's open-air amphitheater, is being performed without electricity to preserve and honor nature.
The stars in Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Lady and I are both vegan.
We would like to share a special tip with you from our much-loved caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Please do not just leave your dog friends like us in a pickup truck bed.
The truck floor is slippery and the sun's heat is on top. So, it's very uncomfortable and painful for your dog companions.
Well, they can't grip on to anything, thus being thrown back and forth when the truck is moving on the road.
Supreme Master Ching Hai says, imagine if it's you, then you'll know what to do.
Thank you so very much, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your compassionate tip.
And thank you, viewers, for your attention.
Thanks for being veg going green and saving the planet. Now for the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, Leading Fairy Line holds a golf tournament to help children. Stena Line Limited raised over $49,000 for Hope House Children's Hospices. The event held in Wales was co-sponsored by many of the company's contractors and suppliers. Stena Line's route director, Mr. Vic Goodwin, said, "The generosity of our sponsors and participants means that over the last 4 years, this event has now raised over £100,000 for the charity. Our appreciation, Stena Line Limited and co-sponsors, for this compassionate initiative. May all children be blessed with the joys of healthy and carefree lives." In support of their caring efforts, Supreme Master Ching Hai is donating $20,000 to the Stena Line Limited toward Hope House Children's Hospices.
Environmental news, a Formosan or Taiwanese conservation area serves as an eco-model. The award-winning Danaiku Ecological Park, located near the Tsao Aboriginal People's Village of Shan Mei, was established in 1995. Over 650 villagers help in transforming it into a place in which the fish again flourish and the Tsao people prosper. Mr. Gao Cheng Sheng of the Shan Mei Community Development Association launched the change and shared how it has led to the safeguarding of other areas. Kudos, Mr. Gao Cheng Sheng and the Tsao residents for setting a shining example of preserving our magnificent natural sites. May the strength of community cooperation and heaven's grace guide us in restoring our amazing planet.
For his earth-loving initiative, Supreme Master Ching Hai is conferring the Shining World Protector Award upon Mr. Gao Cheng Sheng.
Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring vegetarian Song Duen Chai Ler, who founded the Elephant National Park and Elephant Haven in Thailand. It looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out for just a moment. Be right back. More loving news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, salutable news for a respectful world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Elephant Nature Foundation, which offers emergency medical care for elephants in northern Thailand.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Elephant Nature Foundation is dedicated to protecting the Asian elephants of Thailand. The nonprofit organization was established by Ms. Sangdun Lek Chailer, who is from Balao, a village north of Chiang Mai. Her grandfather, a traditional healer, was given a baby elephant from a patient whose life he saved as an expression of gratitude. Lek loved Tongkum, or Golden One as the elephant was called, and in her childhood spent much time in her cherished friend's company.
After Lek, which means small one, graduated from university, she began working in the elephant tourist industry. Soon she realized her calling to safeguard the lives and rights of these innocent and loving animals. She founded the Elephant Nature Park in the Chiang Mai province of northern Thailand in the 1990s, which shelters more than 30 rescued elephants from various parts of Thailand. Here the elephants are free to eat and play as they like, choosing their own family groups. The elephants also have the opportunity to spend time in a more natural setting in Elephant Haven, which is a few hours' walk from the nature park. The two sanctuaries cover 955 acres beside a riverbank. Another service of the foundation is Jumbo Express, which provides medical care to elephants in need throughout northern Thailand.
The foundation also supports bettering the communication between people and their elephant friends. Individuals from around the world are invited to come to Elephant Nature Park and help take care of the elephants and the environment. Lek, who is a vegetarian, has said that each of the elephants has a unique personality, and all are like family to her. The work of Ms. Sangdun Lek Chailer and the Elephant Nature Foundation has received much recognition. Ms. Chailer was named Hero of Asia in 2001 by Time magazine. In 2003, the Humane Society of the U.S. presented the Genesis Award to a documentary made by National Geographic about Ms. Chailer's work entitled Vanishing Giants. Bravo, Ms. Sangdun Lek Chailer and the Elephant Nature Foundation. Heaven bless your devoted care of the precious elephants of Thailand. May all animals thrive in safety and happiness surrounded by love. For her kind-hearted dedication, Supreme Master Ching Hai is bestowing Ms. Sangdun Lek Chailer with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with $10,000 to advance her work with Elephant Nature Foundation.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Cause of Insomnia.
A man went to see a doctor, saying that he has insomnia, he can't sleep well at night. So the doctor checked him thoroughly and found nothing really wrong with him physically. So the doctor told him, you know what, you have to relax, yeah? If you really want to get rid of your insomnia, you just have to stop taking your troubles to bed with you. The patient said, I know, but I can't. My wife refuses to sleep somewhere else.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, this is Abna from Cameroon. I enjoy your sincere care for humankind and congratulations. Since I started watching your programs, I have tried my best to be a vegan and I try to convince others to do same. If Supreme Master can come here, I think veganism will yield fruits. However, I'm doing my best to be a vegan, go green, and to save the beautiful planet. Please try to visit my country, and why not have a branch of your association here? With much unconditional love for you and for your humanitarian efforts. Abna from Cameroon.
Loyal Abina, it is fantastic that you are adopting the vegan diet and going green. That is such a big help to the planet. Our association does have a branch in Douala, Cameroon. The contact information can be accessed from www.godsdirectcontact.org. Please continue your wonderful efforts to share the plant-based message. With great blessing to you and all your co-citizens.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has a loving message for you. Beautiful soul, so much appreciation for your kind invitation. I am always with you and your people are in my heart. Thanks for being veg and spreading the noble way of humane living. Heavens surely love you. Qinghai. Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be filled with ever more happiness and noble love. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following a parliamentary vote in favor of the bid, Iceland's Foreign Minister Össur Skarphéðinsson presents his country's formal request to join the European Union.
As part of $900 million pledged to Palestine at the March 2009 Donors Conference, the U.S. announces plans to transfer $200 million to cover the government's budget shortfall.
India launches a correspondence language program that will confer Hindi language certificates and diplomas to non-Hindi speakers, both within the country and abroad.
In areas of Afghanistan where women have limited access to medical services, Afghan midwives save lives by using their training and expertise to provide vitally needed care.
Formosa, or Taiwan, and China agree to begin talks that seek to establish an economic cooperation agreement.
Iranian inventor Nader Makhdina enables the blind to navigate on bicycles with an intelligent optoelectronic control system that uses light to steer and stop the bicycle safely.
North Korea's ambassador to the UN, Shin Sun-ho, says that he welcomes direct talks with the United States about his country's nuclear program.
12 international publishers of science and technology journals offer free or minimal subscription fees to facilitate wider access by academic institutions in developing countries.
Le Restaurant du Cœur celebrates its 25th year of serving hundreds of free hot meals to the disadvantaged each day in Lebanon's Sin al-Fil neighborhood, while also distributing grains and donated medical goods.
Russia establishes a $7.5 billion fund to help neighboring countries of Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan in maintaining their economic stability.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.